Hello, my name is Shelby, and this is my first episode of my podcast, and today we're going to be looking at some scary urban legends, and the website I'm using is called thoughtcode.com, so I can't really take credit for these stories. They're, yeah, so... Bear with me, it's only my first time doing a podcast. So, and I'm also sick, sort of. Yeah. The first one is the clown statue. Now, these stories are very short, so I'm gonna maybe read off a few of them today. It says, an adolescent babysitter caring for two small children phoned their parents late in the evening to ask for their permission to cover up the life-size clown statue in the corner of the family room.
It's not that I don't like it, she said. It just kind of freaks me out. I can't watch TV with that thing in the room.
Their reaction freaked her out even more. And I think I read this story somewhere.
Evidently, there was no clown statue that they owned,
is what the parents said. Something like that.
That's just creepy.
I do not like clowns. Absolutely do not like clowns at all. The second one is called The Dead Boyfriend. A teenage couple is parked late at night on Lover's Lane. The boy gets out of the car and heads for the bushes to go to the bathroom, but he doesn't return. After waiting what seems like an eternity, his girlfriend finally hears what she thinks is his footsteps approaching. Only, it's not footsteps, it's something scraping back and forth across the roof of the vehicle. Then she gets out, and her boyfriend is hanging above the car. That last bit that I just said is out of my own memory, not in the website, because they're just summarizing these. Number 3. Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light? Sounds scary enough. As if we needed proof that scary things happen in the dark, this unnerving tale about a murderous madman lurking unseen in a dark dormitory bedroom proves that sometimes what you don't know can hurt you, even if it chooses for the moment to hide and wait. Whew! Well... that is just whoever like I hold on, let me, oh, I can click on the titles. I just realized that. Okay, so for number 3, it says tales known as Aren't You Glad You Didn't Turn On the Light or The Roommate to Death might be told around the campfire or at sleepovers. Often it is told in urban legend styles. Blah. Can't talk today. As if it happened to a friend at a nearby university. You might be worried that it is recent, but... Oh, wait, let me start over. You might be worried that it is a recent incident, and a serial killer might be stalking the campus. You can allay your fears by matching the story you've just heard with long circulating urban legends. Here are 2 examples with analysis. So that was just an explanation of... I'm gonna read the second one called The Roommate's Death, as told by John Little. And that's Little, not Lil, L-I-L. I heard about a girl who went back to her dorm late dorm room late one night to get her books before heading to her boyfriend's room for the night. She entered but did not turn on the light, knowing that her roommate was sleeping. Sorry, I'm sick. She stumbled around the room in the dark for several minutes, gathering books, clothes, toothbrush, etc., before finally leaving. The next day, she came back to her room to find it surrounded by police. They asked if she lived there, and she said yes. They took her into her room, and there, written in blood on the wall, were the words, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?" Her roommate was being murdered while she was getting her things. Yikes. Well, guys, that's it for today. Hope you enjoy this first episode of my podcast. I have yet to name it, so there. Bye!